Good morning, Sunday folks in Manhattan, Kansas. Very sunny. The Purple Project Podcast Daily, the PPPD edition continues. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas for another edition of the Daily Podcast all about Kansas State Athletics. And once again, this wraps up with track and field. And also of note here, I'm going to throw this in here real quick. This will be out as soon as I get home from church/lunch today. So you got to bear with me on that. The baseball team did win the first game of a three-game set yesterday, 6-3 over Central Connecticut State, and had a huge hit home run by Dom Johnson. If I remember correctly on that, a huge home run in the eighth inning to break, which was a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the eighth inning there. K-State coming up clutch late in that game. Like, kind of goes back to what me and Alex and what I've been saying mostly. K-State in all the sports couldn't get it done in late game situations, but the baseball team did, and they took the first game there of a three-game set. Again, this will come out during the doubleheader. Both these games will finish up the three-game set today. Of course, again, another reminder, game one was supposed to be on Friday with the inclement weather came in through Manhattan. Of course, had that snow storm, and hopefully that's the last of it. But you never know when here, if you're living here in Kansas, obviously, with this weird weather stuff that's going on. So definitely I want to throw that in there. K-State knocked off Central Connecticut State in game one, 6-3 there. Blake Adams had another great outing for Kansas State there. So we'll see if K-State can add a couple more wins to that total this afternoon. Speaking of which, history was made last night in track and field championships, indoor championships, the final night last night. huge there. Let's see. Yeah, Cassidy Johnson, who I've been raving about on this podcast, placed fifth in the finals last night, and she set a PR, not only that, and made history for the university, clocked in at 203.93 in the women's 800 last night there, which is a personal best. She set a personal best in day one of this indoor track and field championships as well. Cassie Johnson from Wichita, Kansas there, fifth, and with that fifth place finish and another back-to-back PRs, back-to-back days set. Yes, she claimed first team All-America honors there. Ryan Gottfried, the assistant coach, or one of the assistant coaches for the K-State track and field team, says, quote, "It is really difficult to have two personal bests back-to-back. Quote, I am really proud of her efforts, and she showed really great tactical sense in terms of executing a race plan. She never really been out that fast before, so she held on pretty good. And to get it fifth is awesome." Yes, awesome. Back to the whole racing plan in just a second. TJ, Tase Wynn-Shankar, uncharacteristically here, placed sixth in the men's high jump there with a 7.250. Being in the top eight put Shankar on first team All-America honors there, at least for him. List second time in his career to do that in the indoor season there. And Clifford Vetto, the director of track and field and cross country, about his performance there, TJ did what he could do under the circumstances. And goes on, Cliff went on to say, quote, "He hasn't been able to train optimally for quite some time due to his injuries. He competed well at the conference in here and did what he could. We are proud of his efforts on the behalf of our program during his time at K-State. The three athletes that competed here did a super job of competing and representing K-State," end quote. Yeah, I was kind of looking at this, going over and like, dang, dude, what happened? And then kind of reading over, well, double checking them stats late last night. I'm like, oh man, what happened, bro? But Yeah, just understanding that. Yeah, that's very unfortunate there. You usually see TJ right up in the top two in the high jump in there. So that's very uncharacteristic there. But under the circumstances though, still though, to push through those injuries, whatever he suffered, that's kudos to TJ and his efforts. They still place in the first team all America there as well. So kudos to him as well. Back to Cassidy Johnson real quick in the race plan. Yeah, I mean I maybe I'm beginning to understand it, maybe not, but understanding, trying to run, especially with the leads in the marathon, right? I know the marathon's way different than running the 800, and trust me, I ran the 800 in college and in high school. When we needed the 800 runner, I was the guy that did it, okay? And all this race plan strategy stuff, right? And half the time, I believe in this, and maybe it's just me and executing stuff. And yeah, you can plan all this out, and maybe this is a little bit different than a football or a baseball, especially football, where you design game plans, right? And you have to stick with that game plan. Otherwise, what you prepared for, it ain't gonna work. Here in this instance here, right? This could go all, and I'm gonna clean it up. Obviously, it's Sunday. I don't want to go off the railings here a little bit, but absolutely. When you talk about race strategy stuff, and if it doesn't go right, then your race can go to shambles, and it could be you can't recover, and you can't able to recover. And that's why that what's worries me about this kind of stuff, where you can have the perfect race strategy, but going in a mile, say in a marathon, going in a mile 7 or whatever, or even that, or something gets aggravated. That's what worries me when we go in these things. So that's why, at least for me, and this is my base opinion, when runners have a hey, you know merit when it's 800, 400 meter, 800s, a mile, 2 mile, whatever it is, I mean, based on your opinion, you kind of gotta have to play it by ear. And that's why I like to kind of do just play it by ear. I don't go in, and yes, I'm not no damn elite runner by any chance. People sees me as someone, but I'm not an elite runner. But I'm pretty fast now, but I'm not an elite runner. But you have to, if you want to run that time, you have to stick to what it is. And you got to give kudos to Cassidy Johnson. From what the quote, what Coach Ryan said, never going out that fast, that is a really dangerous game sometimes. But hey, you got to take the chances there. You want to make history. And Cassidy, that's what one of her goals was to be that person to finally break the barrier at K-State. She did that. You got to give all the kudos to Cassidy Johnson for doing that, and well deserved. She ran terrific in the last in the 2 days in down Alabama. So all the preparation that she did throughout the year, she got it done. That's for sure. So you got to give kudos to Cassidy Johnson on setting the K-State record last night in the women's 800 meter hurdles, placing fifth in that deal as well. So my time's about up as well. I gotta go real fast over to catch up with a friend before heading over to church real quick. But yes, Cassidy Johnson making K-State history last night in 800. I'm sorry, went on kind of a little bit of a off the rails rant a little bit. Just had to get that out there a little bit. And of course, also before I sign out, and also congratulations to TJ as well. But before I sign off, obviously, women's K-State women's basketball fate decides their fate. The NCAA selection will go down this evening, and we will find out where K-State will go to, what region will go to, and what seed, and who they'll be playing. That is for sure as well. We'll have it all. We'll break it down in more detail on the upcoming edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Wherever that game will fall, I might try to plan around that. I have to touch base with Alex to find that out, find when he's available as well. But as soon as I know, I'll touch base with Alex, and I'll let you guys know tomorrow on tomorrow's daily edition of the podcast for sure. So big kudos as well, and we'll get you guys caught up with tennis stuff as well. Of course, tennis finishing up their Oklahoma road trip They're in Norman this afternoon to take on the Oklahoma Sooners. The Purple Project Podcast Daily and Weekly Edition, which accumulates the Purple Project Podcast. Get wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to wrap it up on this weekend edition of the podcast. Appreciate all of you guys for doing that. Obviously, one more thing. The numbers keep consistently going up every day, and that's because of you guys as well, spreading out the word of the Purple Project Podcast. And I'm going to keep saying it until people, K-State Nation, at least around here, at least more important eyes, get their eyes on this podcast. A lot of y'all keep on sleeping on this podcast. I know we're not the fanciest podcast, but hey, we're getting a lot of different content out here. And if you want K-State content daily, tune in this podcast right here, the Pro Project Podcast. That's going to do it for me, AD Greer. Have a good rest of your guys' Sunday. We'll be back on a new week tomorrow on another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!